All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? September 11th, 1971. In the news, Ralph Nader charges that the Volkswagen Beetle is so loaded with safety hazards that production should be stopped as soon as possible. He said most of the defects could have been corrected by the manufacturer with items costing less than $20 a car. Other hazards, such as the little car's sensitivity to crosswinds and its tendency to roll over, cannot be corrected in the current Beetle design.
Price check on Frankenberry cereal.
At your grocer, watermelon is running 5 cents a pound. Johnson's Baby Shampoo, No More Tears, 12-ounce container, $1.51. And Eggo Waffles, 13-ounce package, 45 cents. At the movies, an army doctor struggles to create a cure for the plague that wiped out most of the human race.
The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared germ warfare.
Colorado Channel, this is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your homes. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution.
Charlton Heston stars in The Omega Man.
Oh my God, it's almost dark. They'll be waking up soon.
It's Saturday, kids, and on TV, the day starts with kids shows like The Funky Phantom, Help, It's the Hair Bear Bunch, Lidsville, and The Pebbles and Bam Bam Show.
What did the crooks look like?
You can't miss them. They're carrying a great big parcel.
You mean like those two?
That must be them.
Excuse me? Are you the crooks who robbed the post office?
Yes, young lady. I may be a crook, but I never tell a fib.
That's good enough for me, Bond. Let's grab them.
And on the radio, Donny Osmond is number one with Go Away, Little Girl, a song that first hit the top of the chart in 1962 when Steve Lawrence sang it. Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1971.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.